Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
My Song Suck would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to the elders both past and present.
Hello and welcome to My Song Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome back to the finale of season 3 of My Song Suck. I'm your man Alex Smith.
I'm James Keogh.
I accidentally said your man Alex Smith, and normally I just say Alex Smith.
You've slipped into your stage persona.
My God, I'm sorry.
He's here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Your man Alex Smith.
$10 per entry, please, everybody. So, another season in the bag, baby.
We gosh gone darn did it.
And here we are. Look how far we've come in the words of Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20.
Let's see how far we go. Let's see how far we go.
Good content. Yeah. That reminds me of walking to school on the last day of school, because I listened to it on the last day of school when I was walking to school.
Nice.
That was the stupidest anecdote. School,
I think our graduation song was like Sweet Disposition or something by Temper Trap. Or something like that.
I thought it was that Vitamin C song. So
it should have been.
As we go on. Ours was
the Adam Sandler version.
As we go on. Ours was
remember.
That's good.
Thank you.
Ours was Fight for Your Right to Party.
Oh yeah.
It was real weird. We had like, so we were all at the front and then we were all just walking single file through the audience to you gotta fight for your right. So this is
was anyone like, was it high energy? Were people fist bumping or was it just a very sort of cordial ceremony backtracked by?
Yeah, it was anthem. Like, because like the mascot as well was a goat, the Gap goat. Instead of the gladiator or the gator, they voted for the goat. So it was a fucking meme-y school. So they voted for this fucking... And then we had to live with the reality of, you know, Fight for Your Right to Party was our graduation song. And our mascot was a fucking goat with, like, abs. It was green. It was That's weird.
A green... Okay. Mine, ours was like a tiger. We were the tigers.
Oh,
and
so
it was
cool.
Green. It was green and yellow.
Why? Why was it green
those
and yellow?
Those were our, like, school colors.
Should have been yellow, man. Black and yellow. It's a tiger.
Should have been, yeah, more yellow. You're right. But the score did not abide.
Damn. So the final track of this album is not an original.
No.
It's a cover. And I don't know why I did a cover instead of an original 11th song.
Yeah, this is unprecedented because it's been 11 for all of them.
Yeah.
Except that the others were 11 originals and this is 10 and one cover.
A bonus track, quotation marks.
Right. So really this is a 10 track album with a little tail on the end.
A little bit of GST stuck on the end there.
Yeah.
I like that when Rocket Man came out, I noticed a lot of musicians were being like, Elton John's an inspiration. He's always been an inspiration to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this song gives me my hipster card so that I can actually say, like, Elton John was an inspiration to me. He was an influence to me.
Yeah,
very hipster.
Check this from 10 years ago. I was into Elton John before it was cool, but also 30 years
after
he was at the height of his career.
Yeah, I was an Elton John fan before anyone knew who he was when he was playing coffee shops. I was like, Elton, you're going to go far. I'm gonna cover your song on my EP and I'm going to get your name out there.
Did you know that in the Bob the Builder universe, Elton John is given his name by the green... What is it, like a mixing truck or whatever?
Mixie? That's a
no,
guess.
No, it wasn't Mixie. It was the green. It must have not have been a mixing truck then. But there is
Dizzy?
Basically, so Elton John, there was a Christmas special
from
Bob the Builder.
In the BTBCU.
Yes. where they have this like contest, this like singing contest or whatever.
Name this man.
Yeah. There was this guy who was not called Elton John, voiced by Elton John, who was just like a janitor or whatever okay. during this whole special. And they're doing the performances. It's the end of the episode and something's gone wrong. Yeah. And this guy off stage who they've all sort of met throughout the course of the episode, this green, I'll call him a mixing truck. I know he's not. I'm getting my Bob the Builder lore wrong here. But he's like, you should go up on the stage and do a, you know, you do music. You should go up and do a song. He's like, no, I'm just a janitor. And then he's like, all right, I'll go up. And the green truck is like, oh, you can, but your name is like something Elton. And it's like, oh, that's a boring name. You should go up as, oh, I don't know, Elton John. And then he goes up as Elton John and becomes Elton John.
Oh my God.
Now, that's the origin story for Elton John.
I love that.
He goes up and he plays Crocodile Rock.
There are so many questions to that.
Uh-huh.
I don't have time to ask them all. We've spent a lot of time on this unexpected but delightful and welcome tangent. I think uh-huh. we've got to bite into this juicy song now.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Did we say the name of the song yet, or did we get caught up talking about Elton John?
Who's to say caught up? I was swept away in the whirlwind of wonderful, wonderful anecdotary. Lovely.
He's a cement roller. He's got the big roll. He's Rolly, I think. Is
Rolly!
His name, probably.
That sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, so the song is, I guess that's why they call it the blues, and we'll talk about it more afterwards, I guess.
This is like a super duper favorite song of mine. I love it so much, so I'm going to sing it. But know that I didn't make the MIDI of this. I'm just singing karaoke. So here we go. Let's go. And this is the first take, by the way, alright? I added the harmonies later, okay? So, yeah, be kind, alright? Here we go!
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things could only get better. And while I'm away, toss out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you, laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Just stare in space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps, but more than ever, I simply love you more than I love life itself. Guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you, laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Awesome solo. Here we go. Take it away, the harmonica man. Kind of. It's like someone mobile phone solo. Oh yeah, that's an intro. international core right there.
Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. But more than ever, I simply love you more than I love life itself.
Chorus again, really? Alright.
Sing along! And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder.
What is that? Alright.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Guess that's why they call it the blues. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Elton John, I'm so sorry. I killed your song. Thank you for listening to my album.
And there it is.
Elton John is rolling in his grave.
He died because of this song, and now because he's rolling song. In his grave.
No, honestly, I think that was a good cover.
Is that...
Young Alex?
That's not
That
true.
Is not sarcasm.
Well, okay, so bear in mind, I didn't create that MIDI track.
As you so thoroughly explained at the start, there was a lot of explanation, just like, well, hey, look.
Well, I had to explain it. Because you just said it was good, and I was like, maybe he doesn't understand what's happening here.
You didn't hear me the first time. This is not my track. No, yeah. I think, well, there's a lot of life to it, is what I like about it.
See, now here's the weird thing. Mm-hmm. So I say, I didn't create this MIDI track, I'm just singing karaoke. That bit's true.
Uh-huh.
When I say the harmonies I added later, that's true. When I say this is the first take, that's not true.
Mm.
So all the little... bits of humanity and like another chorus, really, that's all fake. I'm doing the thing again where I pretend that like I've got a studio and like why and like I've got little laugh bits and like oh man oh no and like I'm making mistakes. Why so fake?
Yeah,
plastic.
I was wondering about those because I was like, you could have just done another track on that one. Like there was a bit where you do just surrender into laughs instead of singing the song at certain points. And it's like, well...
just why? And like, I know that I did this because I think I didn't have an 11th song. And I was like, I want to get this out before the end of the year. You know, deadline's looming in. People need my third album.
Everyone's on your back.
Yeah, everyone's waiting for that
third album.
Song,
Alex.
Callum Moore did actually, he did want to know my third album. And I was like, you know, I love you, Callum. In a mini documentary that we made for FTV about like people in the school, he defined me as a voice of the generation, and he really liked my music. Hoo boy! But it was nice of him to say. There was at least two people who wanted the album. Either way, I'm getting off topic. But yeah, I feel it says something about me, I think. I love those stories about like, oh, if you listen to this track, you can hear Ringo laughs because John's making faces at him through the glass. I used to really like that kind of stuff when you could hear that it was like a real live thing that was happening.
Yeah.
And there's a couple songs later, and I think before this, where I'm like talking to the guy behind the glass. And I don't know whether I was doing it to like puffer fish myself up and make myself seem bigger than I was, or whether I was enjoying the pantomime but didn't really believe it, or whether I just wanted to make it sound like I had an entourage. I don't know. It's very fascinating to me.
It is. Like, knowing that it was manufactured is interesting. Like, it does have that charm of just, like... And also, you know, you're just a boy. You're just a young man who wants to show his personality.
A wee bib. It's interesting, the little Elton John accent bits that I hit, where it's clear that I've just listened to this song a lot of times.
Yep.
Especially on Thunder.
Thunder. I was going to say Thunder.
Things can only get better. Those ones.
Yeah.
Have you heard this song a lot?
Oh yeah, I mean like a normal amount probably.
Yeah.
Hear it on the radio and stuff.
Where does it compare? 1-to-1 comparison? Is it?
Oh yeah, I'd say that if I heard this and then heard the real track, like I wouldn't know. It'd be that Pam meme from The Office. These are the same picture, except yeah. These are the same audio track. Yeah.
Yanni and Laurel. You know, if you hear yeah. higher frequencies, you hear my version. If you hear lower frequencies, mm-hmm. you hear Elton John's version.
Hear Elton, yeah.
One thing absolutely. I really like, I don't know whether I changed the key of this song or not, but if I didn't, then it's a bad MIDI, because I just love that the bass is rumbling out at the bottom, like down at the bottom, just terribly. Also, my voice is clipping so much in it. Just like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, what were you doing? Didn't you listen to it? What even was this? What did I do? I don't know.
I didn't do clips of this one because I have a bit of a surprise for you.
Oh my God.
So I, did you know, I've got a lot of free time. I've moved to Sydney.
Did you write a song?
It's the metropolitan area. We do a lot of, what I've actually done is I've built a time machine, Alex.
What?
I've built a time machine and I've brought the singer of this song, young Alex Smith. I've brought him into the studio with me.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure that the time machine's working. Alex, young Alex, do I have you on the line? If I have you, can you make that one sound that happens in Crash Bandicoot when you get the aku aku? Yeah, good. All right, cool. Nice. All right, so we've got you here. All right, great. I just wanted to bring you in. Because actually, young Alex, it's so good to have you. Me and your older self, we actually make a podcast about your albums. What is a podcast? So that is it's a long form sort of radio show that you would play kind of like on your phone. What is that? What is a phone? You know what a phone is, Alex. Alex, you probably have a phone, but it's like a, I don't know, a tiny computer that you have in your pocket. What is a computer? You're very hard to work with, Alex. It's like a machine runs by like, you know, small little electric pulses. Sure, like thunder, but just like a little bit smaller. Look, we were just listening to your cover of, that's why they call it the blues. In your humble opinion, like what do you think is like the highlight of that song?
Awesome solo. Here we go.
Well, no, don't sing it, but like the awesome solo. Okay, yeah, no, I get that. All right. Look, Alex, he was
so ready to get into it.
A pleasure. Yeah, I mean, he was keen. Like, no, Alex, no, it's fine. Thank you for coming. We really appreciate it. Alex, do you have any questions for Alex that maybe he could respond to? Let's find out.
Do you have, like, obviously we've got some sweet technology in the future. Do you guys have, like, 5G back in the past yet? I forget.
What is that?
Oh, no, that's fair. Okay. Sorry, I must have misunderstood. Don't worry about it. You'll get used to it.
Confused. Before we let you go, young Alex, do you have some advice for us about, like, you know, how we should be approaching these songs that you've made? Anything like that?
Yeah, be kind, all right?
Ooh. Can't help you on that one, buddy. Sorry.
Sorry, man. All right. Well, back to the time portal you go. Thanks. Thanks for coming. Oh, man, look at all that electricity going on in the time portal. Yeah, it is a bit like thunder, isn't it, mate? All right, goodbye.
Bye, young Alex.
Bye.
Bye. What a delight. What fun that was.
Great to have him there. he's got a bright future ahead of him, I'd say.
Is that a one-use time machine?
It is, actually, yeah.
I'm glad that
it's broken now.
You chose to use it for this, not to rectify any of the past.
He brought up a good point, though, that awesome solo, or the solo that he decided was awesome. What do you think of it?
Oh, it's a tricky one because I didn't write it, and I didn't.
Oh yeah, I guess
that's just the solo. But it's normally on a harmonica in the original song, and instead of putting it on any sort of impressive instrument, I just kept it on this little beepy synth machine. Here's a thing. I don't know if I've asked you this or not. I am of the opinion that good composing will always trump good production, and I don't know if I've asked you this, but I think that like Bat Out of Hell, played by MIDI instruments, would be a better performance, better thing to listen to than Mary Had a Little Lamb by an orchestra. And I find that people are always like, no, man, the orchestra, it would be so emotional. But like, no, a bad melody, bad arrangement, you know, you can't feel your way out of a bad arrangement. Whereas good notes, that's like, that's a good solo, but it's on like a boring thing, but it still slaps. It's got the bendies. You know?
I guess it's like what is the core of a song?
Yeah.
Like, what is a song at its core? And like, okay, so you're saying orchestration of a production.
Mm. Like, I can't think of an example of like a boring song.
Because
I don't keep those in my mind, you know, because they're boring.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I'm Too Sexy, but by an orchestra, you know?
Does it slap?
Would it slap?
It would slap for the novelty. I'm thinking like the novelty of having I'm Too Sexy performed by an orchestra. That would be
that's
great.
That's a good point.
So you're saying like the melody
mm-hmm.
is not the most important?
I think melody is the most important.
Melody is the most important. Right. Okay. Yeah. I think that's true. But I mean, like, production adds so much. Like, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not a black and white. It's a merging of the two worlds. You need both.
You need shampoo, right?
And conditioner.
And you need conditioner. Shampoo gets out all the gunk.
I make the hair clean.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm conditioner. I make the hair silky smooth.
Shampoo
so it's really...
is better.
And you couldn't say one or the other is better unless you pit them together in a bathtub.
And eventually, the swan of life, you have to ask the swan of life to stop looking at you.
Stop looking at me, swan.
I haven't seen that film in so long. We're on a real Adam Sandler thing at the moment.
Yeah, it's a real Adam Sandler night tonight.
Is this because I talked about the girl on Hinge?
We were having some Adam Sandler chats before recording, but that has not bled into. We would have talked about this much Adam Sandler had it not been for.
It's true. We always do. We have to meet our Adam Sandler quota.
Mm.
Sorry, everyone.
I think all the best episodes have short reprieves to discuss Adam Sandler's film career. Yeah. So,
click.
All the greats. Do you have more to discuss about this cover?
I guess I just don't know why I did it. I mean, that's all my notes. It was fake. I did it this way because I wanted it to be quick and easy. Yet instead of actually doing the thing, because I remember I did it in one take, but then I wasn't happy about the take. So the original plan was to do it all in one take, but I'm not an astounding singer. So I did it in like a couple takes and I might have spliced it together. So it's curious to me that I was trying to recreate the humanity. Maybe that's a thing about my social anxiety and wanting to appear free and cool. And
I think so. I could see that happening, but I could see that happening for a lot of people where it's like, I need to capture the authentic moment. It's like, it's like reaction channels, where it's just like, you have to react to certain, you have to bring a certain amount of reaction, even if it's like the second or third take, because, you know, the first reaction wasn't good enough. Like,
whenever you see like those video game YouTube channels, when it's like, you know, the Lonely Geek or the Geek Squad, or I'm the, you know, the Game Boy nerd, the blank geek or nerd, and like they'll have the audio of them playing the game and then they'll have like the footage of them being like, what? He just died. What was I supposed to do? And you're like, one of these is fake. Both of these is fake.
Right.
I hate everything.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, that sells, baby. Reactions sell. Authenticity sells.
It do sell, baby.
It do sell, baby. And it's like more interesting than a straight cover of
it's
just like,
it's true.
This is the song, but again, and by me.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, I feel like a straight cover is more interesting than just karaoke. Because at the very least, you're like, well, at least they put some imprint of themselves on it, because this isn't like exactly the same. You know?
Right. No, yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, and that's what you've done is karaoke.
Mm. And a bad karaoke at that. Why did I add harmonies?
For the density of I don't know.
Just like, why? I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know what's going on here, but there's something going on here. I know that this is a window into
that,
some part of my soul.
I don't think it's that like complicated. You know, I think you just, you know, wanted to record the song and get like a funny, authentic take on it.
It is in my character to overthink. Maybe it's just simple.
And it's a
like
good
that.
Song that you like.
It is a good song.
Of it.
Probably the best song on the album. I don't think I do a cover again after this.
This is the one and only, one and done?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, I think because the next one, I think I started writing songs that ended up being on Crazy Days. And then I stopped doing EPs because I started being a big boy musician, releasing these tunes officially.
Went legit.
Yeah, and I stopped writing 11 songs a year. I cut it down to 5 every fucking 3 years.
You could go back to that. I reckon 11 a year. There's a guy who does a song a day, like just writes a new song every day.
A whole song? Or like verse chorus?
A whole song. But like a lot of them are just like, every shirt I own is purple or something. Like, you know, just like little quippy songs.
Yeah.
And like, you know, majority of them are just like, bleh.
But if I, you, like, know, you know, that's how you do it. You
that's
know?
It.
Like three
Guinness
out
Guinness
of...
World Record Ooh. For most. I mean, it's one of those Guinness World Records. It's like, okay, who else does this? But it's like most consecutive days writing a song or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, but he got it.
I like those Guinness World Records where it's for like something so pointless. And then when you see them do it live and it's not impressive because they do like the cheapskate version of it. So like most mouth pops in a minute and they're like, and you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be like, but it's just like, and they're like,
poor
little
pig.
Yeah. Sorry, Zane. Is this annoying? Oh, it's very annoying.
Yeah, you chose the most like worst for podcasting, worst for radio.
Well,
record.
I had to do something
like,
you could hear. I couldn't do something you could see.
The Guinness World Record for the slimiest mouth sound goes to.
What would that sound like, James?
Oh yeah, you want to hear it?
I want to hear them wet mouth noises.
Get my portfolio. Hey. Do you reckon people who record like voiceover and Foley work, they go, here's my portfolio?
I do think that. I think that when they open it, they're like, I'm just messing with you. That's my rusty hinge noise. It's in there. The rest is in there. It's all under H for hinge. when you start hiring, other benefits good. And that brings us to the conclusion of the Elton John song segment, I'd say. Clap, clap.
Good one. Let's move on.
Let's.
Part two.
Ding. So we asked you guys and gals and all people in between, do you have anything you'd like us to say on the air? And James doesn't have access to this, so now I'm going to read them and then we will respond to them together. How do you feel about that?
Yes.
Okay, number one. Elvis is alive and living in Darwin.
We just say these?
Well, I mean, I can just
or
say
we
them.
Respond to these.
I thought we were going to react to them. I think that's JJ who said that.
When you said people have things we want to say on the air, I was like, oh, cool. Will you read them and I'll say them.
Oh, true.
Probably not what you meant.
So I'm gonna, out of fairness, I'm going to say the Elvis one again, just so they can use it as their ringtone. They can download
it. Do this.
Or do you want to say it?
Okay. Elvis is alive and living in, help me out here.
Darwin. It's Darwin.
Say it again.
It's
Darwin.
Darwin. Darwin.
Elvis is alive and living in Darwin.
Ding!
And which is a truth.
Hooray!
Do you have anything to add?
He was. I saw him last week and he looked a little bit dead, but it looked like a fresh dead. So I think
that's
when they posted it, I think it was true. I think, unfortunately, Elvis may have passed since then. But I don't want to be the harbinger of that news because maybe that's not true. Maybe it was just a dead guy in a white suit.
He's definitely in Darwin.
Yeah.
I think the point of contentiousness is
his aliveness.
You see him walking around. Is he alive? Is he dead?
Yeah. And is he a zombie?
Is he a zombie or a zombie?
A zomboni.
Is he my zombie? Hell yeah. I just hope that they don't kind of like ring him out to make more music. You know what I mean? This industry we're in, you know, where like, oh, Elvis is alive. He's got to make a new 10-track album yesterday. Like, it's just, it's the vicious cycle.
Yeah. I hate it when musicians just can't accept that they haven't, they're not pumping out new content, and they like ring out just old, old content. Like, maybe they have just like a bunch of songs from like when they were in high school.
Yeah.
And like make a whole fucking show out of it.
It's like, we get it. You were a high schooler 10 years ago and you made a bunch of shitty songs. It's like, get over it.
Cringe. Big cringe. But
moving on.
Yeah, we don't want to make it political. The next one. Trump 2020.
That's my guy, baby.
I'll say it because it was an expiry date.
Ew.
He outie. Fuck that guy. All right. Next one. What are your most embarrassing sexual experiences? Truth or dare? Well, James... Truth or dare? Truth or dare?
Wait, I don't know how the truth
how
or
do
dare
we do this?
Aspect of this works, but most embarrassing sexual encounter, I think we both have the same answer for this one. And look, folks, we could get into it, but if you subscribe to our OnlyFans, you can see it live.
It's
so
true.
It's just www.onlyfans.com/mysongssuck.
With two C's.
With two C's.
Baby.
Yeah. Remember the two C's. And you can subscribe. You can get a lot of that. It's a lot of sucking. It's a lot of fucking. we are... Sometimes we do a show. It's called My Songs Fuck. And, like, we just have very, like, intimate anal sessions.
Sometimes
while the songs play. Yeah. While the old songs play.
Yeah, that's what keeps it on brand. But it's not always, like intense. Sometimes it's actually quite... You know, like sensual and pleasant.
It's very tasteful. You're right.
It's all behind a curtain, except for like when you know, dicks are out from the curtain.
Yes, yeah. It's all everything. We're behind the curtain. Our dicks are out and about, rolling around. We do some like sock puppet stuff.
Out in the town.
Out on the town. We do out on the town, which is where we go out and onto the town with our dicks out and
try not to get arrested.
Try not to get arrested.
Short episodes.
Good fun. Bring your mum, have a watch. It's really, really cutting edge stuff. You don't want to miss it. $50 a month, cheap as chips. Buy a subscription for your mum.
$50 a month is not cheap for an OnlyFans.
Oh, mate. What we're putting out, honestly.
That's a good point.
Should be,
we got that quality and quantity, frankly.
Exactly.
You know?
5 videos an hour. On the hour.
These episodes come out every fortnight because we're full-time OnlyFans. That's what we're doing.
Busy. Yeah. We are busy.
Like, we have a separate camera set up at the moment while we're filming this. We're just fucking just going at it.
My balls are empty.
Anywho, this next one, it simply just says dot, dot, dot. Dot was also my favorite character from A Bug's Life.
My favorite character from The Animaniacs.
Hey!
All right.
We did it. The next one is, nope. What I like is that they could have just not answered, but they chose to say nope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Genuinely, thank you for answering. Honestly, I think it's time that you resolve the simmering sexual tension. Well, if you have an OnlyFans account.
We have news for you.
And
the
nudes for you.
The tension has been resolved.
Hell
many
yeah.
times over, my friend.
The next one just says, penis.
Well, do I have news for you?
OnlyFans, baby. The next one just says, negative.
Positive. There we go. We're equaled out.
Got him. This next one says, can you say anything on the helium instead? We probably could have, but I forgot to bring a helium balloon.
Yeah, sorry. I can talk to the helium. Helium consumption is... a pretty serious issue. I think the bad role models that are Alvin and the Chipmunks have been perpetrating this high voice, it's silly, it's funny, since the 60s, you know? And like, it's really, we've seen these parallels with experimentations with LSD, with cigarettes, you know, where we've kind of seen, oh, this is great, this is good. And with the latter two, we've kind of seen the repercussions of that. Here, it's like the silent killer. It's just, I can't believe not enough people aren't, you know, talking about this.
I thought it was so bold as well for them to release the best song of the movie at the very start of the movie and then just the rest of it's real downhill. Like, that's a really good example of getting hooked on helium. Like, it's all high at the start and then just in the words of cartoon heroes, save the day. And eventually, you have to start using drugs just to feel normal. I don't know why that stuck with me. That's Baby Kermit. He's on the roller coaster.
Baby Kermit in that.
Yeah.
If you didn't.
Yeah.
If you didn't see.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Also.
Hi, I'm on helium.
Oh, no. I'm hooked.
Oh, no. The show's over. He's floating away. Is that helium balloons?
Helium addiction.
The car is floating away. No, the song speaks for itself. Thank you. And then we have 12 responses instead of 10. These are people who recognize that they could have just not typed if they didn't want to. And this is, do you have any feedback about the show? In brackets, anonymous. You are awesome. So thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Appreciate it.
You are awesome.
You're awesome. You're breathtaking.
Thank you for listening. More cowbell. Very good. Appreciated. Christopher Walken. Very nice. Next time, no pants. You don't know we're not wearing pants.
Do I have news for you?
Maybe some more international guests. I would like that.
You're right.
Yeah.
We, this season, have experimented, with some international guests. I'm very keen to get some more. So if anyone out there has suggestions, maybe friends who are international who'd like to come on the show, who are musicians, please reach out. Probably Facebook or Instagram. Instagram is probably the best.
Yeah, Instagram's
good. My songs suck. Because, we would love to get more international guests. We just need to find them, to know them.
Yeah. You think it's easy to get guests, but then it's like, all right, go get a musician. It's like, oh, so many. The bands are good, but the new ground is better. I don't know what this one means. I remember I put it in the chat. Do you remember a while ago?
Right, we were trying to decode it. I think new ground, as in like breaking new ground, as in like...
For context as well, I haven't shown James any of the other ones, but this one I was like, bro, what does this mean?
Yeah. No, this is the only one I got a heads up on. To my interpretation of the answer,
yeah,
it's like talking about new stuff. Maybe they like the bands, but when we get on with it and break new ground and analyze, our cutting edge music theory analyzations.
It's true. Maybe it's like the bands are good, but the 2009 Flash website newgrounds.com. Is better. And I can't really deny that. Alien Hominid, Castle Crashers, good content. Bitey of Brackenwood.
Still around after December 31st, 2020. Flash.
Sad. So. That's my favorite Look Who's Talking movie. The fifth one. Look Who's Still Around After December 30.
I know what you did last December 31st, 2020.
Don't stress out so much. If people are listening, they the show. Presumably that was if they're listening, they enjoy the show. That's a good one. Thank you very much for that, listener. No witty retort, James?
I was gonna say, I was gonna be like, that's for you, man.
Yeah, that's for me.
But like, I'll take that in too.
James,
worry.
You're a nervous wreck whenever we do these episodes. You're always like, true. What if people don't like me? No, James.
Every second sentence.
You, James. You're the best.
That's why I was so hesitant up until now to talk about our OnlyFans. Is just because, what if they don't get around it? But now I'm a new man. It's 2021.
Now we get around everything.
Around town with our dicks out.
Catch it Thursday nights. Back-to-back episodes of walking around town with our dicks out.
Mm-hmm.
Friday mornings, very early in the morning, you'll see us on Cops.
Yeah.
Good boys. Good show. Thank you. Good listener.
Thank you.
Good comment. This one just says positive, which I would presume is in response to negative. So it swings around. It all comes around. It all comes around, baby. Thank you very much.
Well, I've said positive, so it makes it...
A double positive?
It's come back into the positive now because the negative and the positive cancelled out. I've put a positive out there.
Nice. Solid show. Good. I chuckled... Because my first response was solid show, solid poops. What's up? I'm back. I'm eating healthy. And I was like, God damn it.
Welcome to the Fibercast. All right.
Fibercast. I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought that. Thank you for your comment. That was a very kind comment. I'm sorry that I made it about poops. But solid show is very kind. favorite musical nerds of all time. That's actually a cute, sweet comment. I like that.
Thank you. That's very kind.
It's nice that people listen. Thank you for listening. I feel bad. Did we rip on? I feel like a lot of the comments were very nice, right? We've been nice to the nice. I gotta remember the comment from a couple comments ago.
Yeah, go a few questions back. Read it again.
Don't stress out so much. If people are listening, they the show. All right. They the show. I do agree with that. All right. And the last one. It is such a wonderful, wonderful show. Please keep it going as long as possible. Hearing Alex and James always makes my day. I think that was the nicest comment we could have ended on.
Yeah. We went out on a high. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And I will say, sorry that it has been a while between episodes. This one took a while to cook, took a while to get ready because, well, you'll see later in the show what we've been doing.
Expectations very high.
Yeah,
set your expectations
high,
so high.
All right. But yeah, we can say that in not too long from now, you will be listening to maybe another season of My Song Suck.
Yes.
Maybe.
Exciting times. I don't really know what the format of this one's going to be because this is where it all starts to get off the rails. As I mentioned, I started writing songs that I started putting together for Crazy Days. I definitely have some songs that are on the new album, which was called Self-Esteem Waltz. And then it's where it starts to fracture. It isn't neat little 11 track albums anymore because then I had a song called an album called Going Full Moon and and that was like a short EP, and then I was also part of the Salvation Project, which was a thing for my uni degree, and I was the musical director of that, much to the chagrin of a very fancy floppy haired man who was much more qualified than me to do it. And I honestly don't know why I got that job. But I wrote a lot of random instrumental tracks for that. So we're going to have a think how we're going to approach this new season.
Yeah, the show's going to have to evolve.
And it's a big year. Big year for Wymus.
As in the real this coming year?
Yeah, that's a big year for me.
Not the young Alex.
The album.
The one who we just got in
from
the time portal.
Big year for me. I've been working on this album since before this podcast started. So
true.
And before I met you, James Kehoe.
This album?
Yeah.
True. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Big deal. I hope people like it. We'll listen
to
it.
They will. They'll go bananas for it.
I hope they do.
Into section 3.
Section 3.
Of this episode.
Oh, it is a good thing you wrote it down.
We're gonna go back over.
To the future! Da, 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 da.
Well, we're going. We don't need songs. How are we going to do this? Are we just going to go first to last impressions that we can remember of these songs?
Would a perm suit me?
Stop this.
Let's go from start to finish. Start to finish. Okay. Here's what we do. We name off the songs that we already had. That'll kind of like zhuzh it back up to the top of my memory. And then, I guess, then we talk about like the themes. Right? And the things that have changed.
Okay. Yeah.
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 So what do we got?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a list? Do I have a list?
I assumed that you had a list.
That's so crazy because obviously I did have a list
and that is why you're looking at it currently.
I'm looking at it right now.
I'm about to list off.
And here it is. All right. The first we started with Gonna Show You All, which was in a desolate apartment in the bunch of out of town. That one. Yeah. What It Is, which was the a cappella. The Truth, which was I'll miss you, baby. Oh, God, I miss you, baby.
Yeah.
Beautiful Corpse, which was the kind of spooky boo movie. A beautiful corpse. Crack in the Armor, which was as I drift on down the river. Eyes on the horizon. Another World, which was the porn song. Too Much Love, which was sometimes too much love is just enough.
I think about that song sometimes.
It's a good hook.
It is.
Close the Blinds, which was my love letter to the wall. Close the blinds, no one's coming in. Because if they see what goes on in here, they're going to put you in that place. So you shut the door. Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
The Way You Look at Him. And then thinking about the things I never said. And that brings us to the present day. So, mm-hmm. what are we thinking? What are themes? How is this different from the last album? I feel like there was a definite changing of gears into better production.
I agree. I think that overall song quality was geared towards making like catchier, more like solid songs. I think
the hooks were better in this.
Mm.
A better understanding of composing. And I think I was reading more books. I remember specifically there was a book I had and all I took from it. I'm such a bad learner. I don't want to say I have learning difficulties. I have a difficulty learning, and I'll read an entire book and I'll get one thing from it. And what I got from this one book was like horns. And that was kind of it. But it was like horns, long held notes, warm, they pad out, and strings do a similar thing. I can tell you all I learned from my university degree, which was reverb, important. Early room reflections. And then there's the other ones. Early reflections are what gives the drum sound its big sound. That's how your brain identifies the space it's in. But the late reflections are the long tail sound. And if you want to have a big drum sound, you cut off that late tail sound, so you get a big... But if you have long tail sound, that makes it sound muddy. I know this is boring to you, James, but someone at home is like, fuck!
Yeah.
And
I mean,
also,
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Also, you don't want to have room sound reverb on a vocal. You want to do plate reverb on a vocal because it's a different kind. It's all tail with a plate reverb, and you don't want to have room sound on a vocal because that'll make it sound muddy and shit. It makes it stand out in a good way.
Nice.
And that's what I learned from university. I'm in my fourth year. Thank you very much. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
That is a lot of knowledge though. And I'm sure it's like a lot of it's like stuff that you don't realize you know, but you know, sort of thing. So this album,
yes,
thematically, do we have a through line?
I feel like it was more about relationships this time. Yeah, because we got Beautiful Corpse, The Truth, What It Is, a lot of relationship-y ones.
Mm-hmm.
Things I Never Said, The Way You Look at Him. I think young Alex is having some girl troubles. Get used to that.
But I think like he was more articulate this time around than album one and maybe album two.
Nothing is coming to mind that was particularly problematic, but I may have forgotten something.
Yeah. No. I think
James just gently, nope, nothing to see here. Nothing to spin out about.
I think this album by far, you know, in that regard, like holds up the best. I think if last album was like the genre experimentation album, that's kind of what I remember the most about it. This one is more sort of finding your feet, finding your own voice.
Yeah.
Which I think is cool. But there are some cool genre explorey ones. The Beautiful Corpse is like a cool monster mash.
Yeah.
It's more of a grounded album.
There is the porn song, which I've been anxious about for 3 years.
That's true. But we got through it.
We did.
That's probably the sore spot of the album.
I like imagining
like, it's like
an official review and they're like, honestly, the sore spot of the album was in fact the porn song. If it weren't for that, I do give it a 6 out of 10.
Overall, if you average out the suck ratings, they're fairly low.
Yeah, I do. I would definitely, if I had to listen to one album over the other, this one over the first one any day.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I do feel like it has less character. Like the first one was very quirky, but bad. And this one's trading in some of that character for some of that listenability.
You say that, but like, I think it retains your sort of awkwardness and like weird fusion British Australian humor.
God.
Finding yourself, you know, these are some good puberty albums. Mm. And
you can really hear the pubes.
You can hear them. And as you were kind of listening them off, there were definitely more that I was like, oh, yeah. I remember that.
Mm.
Even like your snippets are like, oh, that's a good song. And like, I don't know if it was a good, like, if I listened back to the full song,
yeah.
I think like your snippets just now were probably better songs than the full songs of that you were snippeting from. But
I think that the one consistent in my songwriting that is becoming apparent is, even if I've fallen flat on verses and arrangement, I think I can write a decent hook.
Yeah.
I think that even the first album had some pretty okay hooks, you know?
Mm.
I feel like you could probably remember the hook to like Emma Emma or Amazing. I don't remember Paramedic Zero. But you know, I think that's a,
I think it went something like, fuck sports and my dad's a paramedic.
That was exactly it. I didn't know that you had that sound clip ready to play.
Yeah, I just had it ready to go.
I've said to my band many times, I'm a below average guitarist, I'm an average singer, but my instrument is songwriting. That's what I bring to the band. I write a decent song. And I don't think it's up myself to say that at this point. I feel confident in my ability to write a pretty decent song. Man. Yeah.
And I think that like at this stage of it that we've kind of come to at the end of album three, I think all the ingredients are there of like what you've become. I think like the gulf that separates that Alex and you now is probably like pace and like, I don't know, I guess like lyrically you've improved. But like mostly I would say like my main criticism of the songs from this album is just like, this could be picked up, this could be faster, or this could, you didn't have to have that bridge, or you didn't have to come back around to the chorus at the end or whatever. I think that it's just like assumption that people are interested from the songwriter to be like, all right, I can really take my time and go along. It's like, no, dude, come on.
It's a very amateur mistake to assume that all ideas are good ideas and never edit anything. And it's tough. It's tough to kill your darlings, but you gotta.
You simply gotta.
I had to on this album. I had a 7-minute song. I cut it down to 3 minutes. And I still don't know if it was the right choice. I feel like it changed the meaning.
Well, then later on you can release the director's cut.
Well, I worry that
Ridley Scott it.
I worry that maybe the original song was real bad, and maybe Nick was doing me a service.
You can get people to like be all like, release the Smith cut, and then you can release your 4-hour-long song. Do you have any more comments on this album?
I think that you can definitely hear the depression is happening.
Sure.
And I feel like the. Like they're taking a trick. Sure. I like that the difference in modern day Alex, I feel like the depression is still there, but it somehow feels more warranted. And I don't know whether that's some weird self gatekeepy thing when it's like, I didn't have a right to be depressed back then because obviously you can't control
it. Right.
I think I've just grown into it a bit more and it feels like it's matured a bit. And I don't really know what that means.
Well, I mean, I think you have more knowledge of it and how it impacts you personally. Like, you sort of understand it more now than you probably did at that time.
I would like to believe, and maybe I'm too close to it. I know that whenever I wrote these songs, I thought that I was, you know, writing great and it wasn't terrible and cringy and hammy and over the top. I would like to believe that I've gotten better at, I guess, puppeteering the emotional journey for the audience. You know how a director would be like, you know, if you start a phone call happy, then you're going to end up sad, that kind of thing.
Right.
I would like to think that I've gotten better at like, oh, and we're going to have this big triumphant moment now so that the audience feels good so that this next bit is all the more painful. And I hope it feels good rather than people being like, wow, you really got a bit, you know, hands-on and spoon-feedy with these songs, right?
Yeah, it's a little ham-fisted. No, I think like, yeah, I think that just...
When you watch MasterChef and it's like, I made a souffle. You're like, I get it. I'm supposed to feel happy about the souffle. Fuck.
Right. And I think that's just like a, you know, tool belt thing. You know more about how different parts of a song impact people, which comes from experience and then also the things that you did learn in your degree. Like, I think, you know, you probably have held on to different, and, you know, it's peppered through this podcast of just like, oh, actually, if you do this, you know, this is my Alex voice. Actually, if you do this, in this part of the song, it conveys the emotion. That's you. That's what you sound like.
There's a real weird echo. Like, I'm not saying anything, but I can hear my voice. What's going on there?
Yeah, I think that's a weird relay thing. Yeah.
Yeah, weird. But no, I think you're right. I feel so bad that we talk about me so much on this show.
It's a show about you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, but you're a good boy, and I love you so much. And you bring
all
such
right, let's talk about me then.
Quality.
Section 4 of the show. Hey. Let's talk about James.
Oh. No, genuinely, you're very funny, and you're very gifted, and very smart and talented, and I miss you. And
cool.
I'm glad that you're on the show. And I think there was a world where this was just going to be me talking about my songs. And this show would not be nearly as enjoyable to listen to because it'd just be me getting real fucking sad.
I think that any artist doing a one-person podcast about their own library back catalog would be painful to listen to. So sure. that's not a you thing. I think that's an impossible sell from the get.
Yeah.
But thank you. I really appreciate that. I love being on this show. It is, you know, such a pleasure. Year after year, we've been doing this gosh darn stuff for 3 years now.
Yeah.
And it's been consistently a delight to have these good chats with you. It's a good, I don't want to say excuse, but it's a good sort of opportunity to delve into your mind. Because I think that's the thing is like, the reason that this show works is that there is such a storied past there and like a reason to dip into these songs and kind of examine what's going on and what has happened since then. Like, I think that this show works because of who you are as an artist and who you have grown to become and continue to grow to be. And so like, yeah, we've caught lightning in a jar, my friend, and we're going to, awesome. Or something that kind of comes from the clouds when there's like a rainstorm happening. I don't know, kind of. Yeah, yeah, that's it. That. Oh no, he's back.
The time continuum. Fuck.
Oh. But yeah, this was. It's good to reflect. It's good to acknowledge that we have a good show and we like. It's not fake. We don't hate each other.
Yeah.
We do. Do this show because we like each other and we like to talk about the good, the bad,
and the ugly. We go back to our separate dressing rooms after the show. James isn't really in Sydney. It's all drama.
Yeah.
Just like, that was a good show. Hey, shut up, you dickhead. Been working with you for 78 years. Hey.
You get out of my sight. Where those two Muppets.
Statler
and Waldorf, yeah.
Very good. Good content.
We are Statler and Waldorf looking at young Alex perform on stage. I like that as a visual for the show.
I enjoy that. That is so accurate. Young Alex is trying to fucking be happy. Doesn't even know how stupid he is.
Your man Alex Smith, more like your man Alex sucks. Let's move on to, do you have more to add on the album?
No, I guess that's it. Yeah.
Let's move on to the real fourth part of the show. We had a poll. We had a show.
We
had the Survey Monkey. We were looking at these questions. Part of that same Survey Monkey was the question we ask every year, which is which song from this album do you want to see redone, punched up in some way for the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some good votes in.
Yeah, I can do a third, second, first place if you want. Should I say how many answers that we got or will that give away?
No, that's fine.
All right. Well, in third place.
Yeah.
Actually, no, in dead last with zero votes, The Way You Look at Him.
Surprising.
Yeah, no one wanted it.
No one wanted it.
Nobody
it was
wanted
too-
it.
Too hot, too recent.
Tied. Okay, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tied fifth. The Things I Never Said.
Mm-hmm.
Close the Blinds.
Mm-hmm.
Another World.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for fifth.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I miscounted. So, yeah. Tied fourth. Too
ties.
Much Love. Beautiful Corpse.
Uh-huh.
And What It Is.
What It Is, baby. What It Is.
Third, no contest, is Crack in the Armor. Unexpectedly high. I don't know why people liked that song.
All right.
Second place. The Truth. Which, of course, in first place leaves Gonna Show You All.
Nice. Nice. Wait.
Is that nice?
Yes.
Yes, that's nice. So yeah, there you go. And it was no contest first place, which is so odd. It's so odd. Why was Truth second? Why was Crack in the Armor third?
Hey, you know, these are your votes. We respect them.
Yes. Yes. And you also know, like we don't fudge these numbers is the thing.
No.
We have to do them. So yeah. I'm just so confused because to me Crack in the Armor is such a nothing song.
Right.
And The Truth is such a nothing song.
I mean, maybe that's the thing. Maybe, like, these are people's votes for, like, the worst songs so that they can be made into good ones. Don't know how your minds work, fans.
Another World. Didn't touch it. The way you look at him. So, by this standard, the way you look at him is the best song? What? I don't know.
Who's to say?
But, obviously, that means that we had to spice up Gonna Show You All, and I had some help for this one.
So this was a sick collab.
Yeah. Feat between, James Kehoe.
Yeah. Indie songwriter James Kehoe came in and freshened it up.
James sent me feet session.
I dipped my toes into the Brisbane River and swam all the way back up to my hometown to meet up with your man Alex Smith. And we had a sick songwriting session because we decided that instead of simply re-recording this song and doing it again, we would wipe the slate clean, keep the, you know, Alex was saying before, it's the melody, the kind of core of a song that holds truest. Correct me if I'm wrong. What we wanted to keep was like the idea that was coming through because we thought that like this song has a message that is good.
Yes.
The delivery that we didn't sell it on us.
In true Alex Smith fashion, it was my interpersonal communication skills that let me down. But the production wasn't really the issue. The production was actually pretty good and it felt like a hat on a hat to, you know, tweak it. And that wasn't the problem. It was the lyrics. And so that's why we decided to do a bloody little... Well, you'll listen. You'll hear.
You'll hear what we did. We did.
Yeah. It had a bit of a manifesto vibe before.
That's true. Yeah, let's talk about sort of how it was before and what we wanted to change. So basically the song as it was I am the greatest musician of all time.
Yes.
And there are people in my life.
Two
people specifically in my life who have wronged me and now feel bad about themselves because I am the greatest musician of all time.
And don't they look stupid?
They look very, very stupid and silly. And one of them is a barber.
And the other one is like about to fucking...
A high school bully who in his final moments... reflects on
this
Alex
dude
Smith.
From like 20 years ago.
Yeesh. So we figured we'd tinker with that.
Yeah.
What did we do, Alex?
Well, we changed like the listening relationship between the singer. So instead of being like, it was like a narrator talking about the singer and how great he was, it becomes the person speaking to the listener. And it's I remember we did some research. We were like, Eye of the Tiger, Katy Perry's Roar. All the build you up songs, and it's like we want to do that thing of like, hey, you listener, this is your fight song. If you're having a hard time, this is going to pump you up. You listen to this when you're feeling down, and it's the singer being like, yeah, you know, I've had a hard time, and if you ever have a hard time, just remember they'll say you can't do it, but like they're wrong and you can do it, and you just, you know, keep on going, man, keep fighting.
Yeah.
That's a better message.
Yeah, I think it sort of turns it onto despite how you feel right now, it's kind of an it gets better sort of message that is more about your success on your own merits rather than like other people feeling bad because of your success.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I think one of the questions we had is like, do we keep it as you're going to show them all, or, you know, I'm going to show them all and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, does that keep it as this negative on them sort of thing? I think overall we decided to keep with it because like it's you know, you're going to show the world sort of thing rather than you're going to show these specific people in your life, one of whom is a barber.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, it sort of brings it back to this like more of a the world is against you rather than like these specific people, one of whom is a barber, are, yeah, against you.
Yeah. The world will show no mercy. So you, mm-hmm, gotta keep on fighting anyway.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai.
We did kind of have a little harmony that says like fuck barbers all the way. Did we keep that in? Did we keep that one in? Did that make it into the final release?
I actually don't remember which one we decided with. This could be the fuck barber edit or it could not be.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to find out.
Yeah, I was like, coked out of my mind.
Because that was, I mean, you know, the whole rise up against the world, you know, the world might be against you, you're going to show them all. This other thing is like, we hate barbers.
Yeah.
Is the other thing that we wanted to keep in the song. That was like the one.
That was the core message we decided to keep.
That was our guiding light the whole way through. Yeah. So
if this isn't the edit where we explicitly say it, just know it's strongly subtextual.
It's implied.
Yeah.
It's implied.
Good. Do you think there are barbers that listen to this show?
Oh man,
Zane's nodding.
I checked the metrics. It's a 99% barber audience.
Oh god, what are we doing, man? Oh jeez, oh no,
I love the hate.
We're gonna lose our barber audience.
Oh, they're actually all sitting there going, oh, I'm a barber.
I think it's easy to forget that people listen to this podcast because it's just you and me and Zane. But thank you very much if you do listen to the podcast. I mean, if you're listening to this, you do. So I guess thank you for listening to the podcast. But also thank you for your feedback and for your answering the questions and for voting and for your very kind words. And if you are a barber, thank you very much for listening as well. I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad at that one barber in Brookside. It was very rude, needlessly rude. And I guess that other barber that gave me a bad haircut. That was recent. Really. I was in the chair. And she was like, you look so good, Alex. And I was like, don't lie to me. I'm looking in a mirror. You can't just say it and make it true. You've ruined my hair. I look terrible. It's okay, because you never get a haircut just before a gig. You get a haircut a month before a gig, because it's definitely going to look terrible. And then you can grow it out. I went on
that's
the tangent. I'm sorry.
That we wanted to keep in the song.
This episode is like an hour and a half
verbatim
long.
I think that verbatim is like in there.
Yeah. Zane's nodding.
Thank you all for listening. We're going to go out on this new version of Gonna Show Them All. Speaking of, if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm at the James Keir. Alex, where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram as Your Man Alex Smith. I think on Twitter I'm The Man Alex Smith because of the character limit.
You got Your Man.
Yeah.
I'll check that. You keep going.
I'm also on TikTok. I'm kind of blowing up. I made one TikTok that's got 40,000. That's what we say instead of 1,000 because it saves time because so many of our videos have thousands of views. So it's pretty good. It's about a dog. That's Your Man Alex on TikTok. Also, big year for YMS. My album, my fucking album, is finally coming out. I've been talking about this shit for years. For as long as this show has been happening, it's called Slow Burn. This is my entire life. It's so important to me. It's so important to me, and it would mean everything if you could check it out and listen. Please listen on Spotify. Follow on me on Spotify, please. Good Lord, please. And if you want to help make it happen, please become a patron. That's Your Man Alex Smith on patreon.com. You don't have to become a patron. It's just a very good way to help. And also, very exciting animation things happening as well. Ooh. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say. I forget whether I've already mentioned it, and I forget whether I signed a thing saying I shouldn't talk about it. But don't worry, because none of the relevant parties are going to hear this, I don't think. So, yadadadoo! Anyway, Yo Man Alex Smith, you can find me on YouTube as well, I guess. I don't know. James?
He's biting his nails. He's literally biting his nails in nervousness. Yeah, just know that things are happening. He is The Man Alex Smith on Twitter, I checked.
Sorry, it's the character limit.
Thank you all for listening. If you want to support shows like us, and want to listen to more shows like us, we are hosted on the That's Not Canon Productions Network,
yes.
Who are on Patreon. So you can subscribe to them and support us and support the network.
Thank you very much for watching. You're all wonderful. I love you all. Subscribe to our OnlyFans.
Bye. Bye.
You ever get the feeling the walls are closing in? Every day you're trying, but you never get a win. Don't ever let them get you, you know they're gonna try. They'll make you think you're nothing, but I tell you now that I have been where you are now. And I made it through somehow. They said I couldn't do it, but I think that they're wrong. 'Cause I got something more to me that keeps me hanging on. When you think they got you cornered with your back against the wall, remember, you're gonna show them all. I know you know the feeling, I see it in your eyes. World is moving forward and you're running out of time. And even though you're trying, your foot's about to slip. You're hanging on the ledge and you think you're losing grip. But you haven't fallen yet. So make sure you don't forget. They said you couldn't do it, but I think that you're wrong. 'Cause you got something more to you that keeps you hanging on. When you think they've got you cornered with your back against the wall, remember, you're gonna show them all.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.